Now time for locker room chat with Oskaloosa head coach Eddie Miner. And coming off a loss to MHMA in week one, looking to bounce back with a road game at Pleasant Ridge. First of all, just your overall thoughts on your week one performance.
Well, to be honest with you, glad to get it under our belt. For a good chance for me and the coaching staff to kind of see where we're at, what we need to work on, and you know what we need to continue to build upon. And so, you know, with me coming in new, it was a good deal for us to finally have somebody other than our own, you know, teammates to compete against and practice against.
Speaking of practice, you know, kind of can be challenging to kind of make a bunch of assumptions just based on one game, but what are some things you're really working on the most after that week one game?
Well, the main thing is, you know, we're still in the process of kids learning sometimes newer positions, and you know, we've got so many young kids, like most everyone, you know, I'm sure that's on our schedule. We just try to build on, you know, I've done these things for our system 1,000 times, and what we're trying to do is just, you know, get as many reps as we possibly can with, you know, with our players so that they can, you know, kind of understand what we're trying to do. And we've simplified it quite a bit. And now it's just a matter of, you know, running it, rerunning it, and then just get as many reps as possible.
Talking about your guys' offense, it's ran, of course, by your sophomore quarterback, Trenton Van Houten. How was your overall assessment of his week one performance?
Oh, you know, first game. Sophomore, not bad. You know, we got some things we need to work on, but I mean, he competed, and you know, he gave his best effort, and that's always, you know, the most that you can possibly ask. And you know, he learned some things that he needs to work on, and some things that he did well, and that's with every position. But you know, all in all, everything was fine. I know we had Coy Perry had to step up, and his brother went down the first play of the game at the running back, so we had to move Coy from one of our receivers to our running back, and then we had to put in a freshman inside linebacker for Colson on defense, and so we had some people step up and do some good things, and so all in all, I didn't leave here Friday night, late of course, but I didn't leave here with, you know, a terrible feeling like, you know, my gosh, you know, what have I gotten myself into? Quite the contrary. I really was pleased with the way they competed and their ability to be coachable and to try their best. And so it was, you know, of course, we all want to win, but we were able to pull some positives away from Friday night.
Here on Locker Room Chat with Oskaloosa head coach Eddie Miner. They go on the road for the first time this season at Pleasant Ridge. What do you know about the Rams?
Oh, a well-coached team, and they hustle. Good size. Got some athletes in some good positions. And they flow well to the ball defensively, offensively. They, you know, what they do, they execute well. And when I was at Leavenworth High School, we never played Pleasant Ridge, but I knew Coach Powers when he was there, and I know they were always, you know, well coached and played well. So I think they've been kind of consistent throughout the years, and it's going to be a good challenge. You know, Mar Hill Prep Friday night, to be honest with you, as well, is that looks like a completely different team in person than what I saw on film from last year. And I know they got some new players, but they were well coached as well too, and they flowed well, and they just did a lot of good things really well. So we expect the same challenge from Pleasant Ridge.
Yeah, Pleasant Ridge hasn't had a win since they beat you guys a year ago, of course, you being a first-year head coach. But what are some things that you're looking specifically on? What are some key matchups in the individual level in this upcoming matchup?
Well, you know, we do what we do. And, you know, the best way for these kids to learn their position and what we're trying to do offensively and defensively is, you know, we just compete against us every week and do the things that we're supposed to do, worry about our position, play one down at a time or one game at a time. And the only thing I can tell these kids with 100% certainty is that there'll be 11 kids, high school age, on the other side of the football from. So, you know, we try not to get too caught up in too many variations. you know, offensively, defensively, special teams wise, and we just we try to keep the message consistent and simple, and you know, finish every play and take good angles and you know, do your job and not try to do everybody else's. Like I said, we've got some kids that are learning some new stuff and getting better every day, and that's really about all we can ask. You know, it's that old Bill Snyder rule, you get 1% better every day and we're okay.
Awesome. Coach, thank you so much for your time as always, and I look very much looking forward to talking to you again next week.
Well, thank you very much, and again, I appreciate everything that you do, and you know, the kids do as well, so I wish you all the luck in the world. Have a great week.
Really appreciate that, Coach. That was Eddie Miner, Oskaloosa football head coach, here on Locker Room Chat, and today's episode has been brought to you by Taylor Insurance and Barnett Family Funeral Home.